In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
Becky Hartling is, I'll just say this, she is a good friend, and she has a degree in biblical literature, is a sought-after speaker and Bible teacher at women's conferences and retreats across the country. She's also an author. She's written The Extraordinary Power of Praise, a study of the Psalms for the anxious heart. She's also written a new book called Tethered Trust that's going to come out at the beginning of May that we're going to unpack with you right now. Kind of a extra special early glimpse into the newest release from Becky Hartling. Becky, great to have you back with us on Mornings with Tom and Tobby.
Hey, it is great to be with you guys.
We love having you come on with us every month. And the trust is such a great topic for us to keep going back to. Why do you think trusting God is so challenging for most of us?
Well, you know, we can't see God, right? And we know in our heads he's there. We know in our hearts he's there. But we think life is going to go a certain way, and then unexpecteds happen all the time, right? And there are world events happening, and all those world events cause us fear, you know, the conflict in the Middle East, the conflict in Ukraine, different things that parents go through with their kids, and it raises this sense of anxiety and fear in us. And we wonder, okay, God, you're there, but are you really there? Do you see what's happening? You know, can I trust you?
You know, Becky, as you talk about that and world events, I mean, they escalated a bit over the weekend with Iran and the strike against Israel. And again, you just feel anxiety kind of raising its head over and over again. And how do you get from that anxious spirit to a spirit of trust, even though we see things just kind of spiraling seemingly out of control?
Yeah, it was really interesting, guys, because my daughter was leading worship at a large missions conference in San Diego, and missionaries were phoning into the conference. They were in bomb shelters in Jordan. There was a family in a bomb shelter in Israel, and they were saying, guys, pray because the attack is coming from Iran. Let's pray for cloud cover to cover the sky so that Iranian drones can't see where they're going. And that happened as these conference people were praying. And so I think we go back to the power of prayer for sure. We tend to dismiss prayer as just something we do, right? But we're talking to God, Almighty God, and he's the one who rules the universe. And so when we feel fear and anxiety, we can press in and talk to God. And God is the Almighty God who changes things.
And he really does. We can look back in scripture, we can look back in history, our own lives, to see that sometimes we have to really even have our own testimony, a personal testimony about trusting God. And I know you have one, Becky. Can you tell us a little bit of your journey?
Yeah. And so, you know, I came to know Jesus Christ as a little girl. Like, I received Jesus as my Savior at 3 years old. I remember doing it. Wow. I know for sure I met Jesus and I loved Jesus. My problem was I had a little bit of a problem with God the Father, you know, and that was because of my own father issues. As a little girl, I experienced a lot of abuse from my father. So I kept having this dance with trust. You know, I would say one day, well, I trust you, God, because I really wanted to trust God, but I wasn't quite sure I could trust God. I mean, God, from my little girl perspective, he didn't protect me as a little girl. So it's like, okay, can I really trust you moving into adult life? And so this was a continual dance I did until I really came to know Jesus as my everlasting Father, which is one of the names I bring out in Tethered Trust. And I really had to separate my earthly father from my heavenly father. And so I literally took a piece of paper, folded it in half, and compared the two, you know, and went back to what God taught in his word about who God is really. And I can trust him because he's good and he's loving and he's trustworthy and he's faithful and he's protective. And so that's how I learned to make the transition into really trusting God.
Her name is Becky Harling, and she's walking us through her most recent book called Tethered Trust. And let me ask this. You had alluded to one of the names of Jesus with Everlasting Father. Just talk about some of the foundations that you're using for this particular book.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's a verse in the Psalms that says, it's Psalm 910, those who know your name trust you. Mm-hmm. And each name for God, for Jesus, his son, which is still God, and for the Holy Spirit, each of these names give us a glimpse and answer the question, what is God like? And so in this particular book, Tethered Trust, I look at four names for Jesus given in Isaiah 9:6, where the prophet Isaiah says, and he will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And so I look at those four names and I show how those four names become a foundation for trusting God because they show us who God is.
Becky Harling is our guest, and we're actually talking to her about understanding trust and how we can get to truly trust God, even though we say we do. Sometimes we just don't with our actions. And Becky, thank you so much for being here with us this morning and walking us through it.
Yeah, it's great to be with you guys.
Well, one of the great ways that you get some of these concepts through is through something you call girlfriend gatherings. And you started with Rooted Joy, and then this is the second in the series, Tethered Trust. But what is a girlfriend gathering? How do we do this? Why is it important?
Yeah. So what I did is really, I didn't do anything. I felt like God gave me this idea during the pandemic, you know, that girlfriends really needed each other. And some women are tired of big conferences. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the big conferences, but I think there's a place to gather with your closest friends and really dive into God's word together. And so I designed this series to be a short Bible study that can be done on a weekend. Like you can have a girlfriend gathering retreat and there's four sessions and you get into God's word and there's girlfriend activities to do together. Or you can do it as a four-week Bible study. Either is really effective. But the thing is, we were never meant to do our spiritual journeys alone. And a lot of times women feel isolated. But if you gather with some friends that you can be really vulnerable with, you can encourage each other to trust God more. You can encourage each other to go deeper in really knowing who God is. And your faith is strengthened along the way.
Okay, Becky, let me examine that with you for just a moment. You're talking about the girlfriend gatherings. I'm sure it's the same for men. We need each other. We're not supposed to be doing this alone. But why are close friends so essential in our journey and just learning how to trust God?
Well, because we can be vulnerable with them. So you're not going to go out there and tell the world, hey, I'm really having an awful day. I am not trusting God today. Mm. But you might have, I really feel like everybody needs at least three close friends with whom you can be real. Some of us have more than that. But, you know, these are friends where you can text them in the morning and say, hey, I am really struggling today because this is going on with my life, or maybe it's this child, or maybe it's, you know, wrestling with singleness, or maybe it's wrestling with, I thought God promised me this, but I've discovered that that's not true. And I'm really struggling in my faith. And as you lean into each other, You can carry each other to the throne. You can carry each other in prayer before God, and your faith is strengthened in the journey as you're authentic.
And authenticity is something we work on in our relationships and getting to the heart of what we're feeling and what we're thinking and being honest about that. And, you know, in the book, you suggest making a declaration of trust, Becky. Why did you suggest that? And how does declaring our trust out loud help strengthen our faith?
You know, the power of our words is huge. And when you're together with your girlfriends, and, you know, I visualize this as a group where you're all going to read this declaration together, there is power in community and there is power in our words. And what we declare out loud with our mouths, our minds and our hearts tend to follow. And so this declaration of trust, can I just read it for you guys?
Yeah.
So the declaration of trust I wrote for girlfriends to say together is, Lord, I trust you as my wonderful counselor. You are the God of all wisdom, and I trust you to be my source of wisdom. I praise you that you invite me to come to you wherever I lack discernment. I believe that you will show me what to do. Lord Jesus, I trust you as mighty God. I praise you that you are the one who hung the stars in place and ordered the rotation of the planets. I praise you that you are sovereignly in control. You are powerful enough to move mountains and near enough to hear every whisper of my heart. And then the declaration of trust goes on to, Lord, I praise you as my everlasting Father. I praise you that from all eternity you are good. Thank you for being my provider and my protector of my salvation. And then thank you that because you are everlasting, I can trust your timing in all things. Lord Jesus, I trust you as my Prince of Peace. In a world full of chaos, thank you that you are able to bring peace to my thoughts. I trust you to calm my anxious heart and fill my mind with peace. Lord, I trust you. And as friends declare this out loud together, you know, it involves several of our senses because we're reading it, we're hearing it, we're saying it out loud. And the Holy Spirit then pushes that down into our hearts and we begin to believe it and our faith is strengthened.
I love that, Becky. I think something happens when we truly say something out loud. I talk to people all the time and they're trying to really understand the Word of God and they're struggling through a moment. I encourage them to read Scripture out loud so that they can hear it in their voice. And something happens when you do that. You get emboldened by these statements, especially leaning on the Lord and who He is and understanding His names and being tethered to Him. But I want to go to more of a process kind of a question for you with your book. I'm just flipping through it and it's really neat, but one of the things that you do, I think is amazing, you're not just leaving it at this girlfriend gathering for the weekend. You suggest a follow-up for 7 days afterwards. Talk to us about why you developed that part of the puzzle for this girlfriend gathering.
Yeah, so after the girlfriend gathering, you know, it's good to have this 7-day follow-up where it's a devotional plan. And what I suggest is that the friends stay in touch with each other, you know, through text or phone call saying, hey, how are you doing with today's topic? So like day one is called Lean and it's founded in Proverbs 3:5-6, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding and all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. And so there's these little devotionals and it gives you a thought based on God's word, a pause and reflect moment, a way to respond, a prayer to pray, and a song to listen to. You know, I'm a big fan of worship music. I listen to it every day, and I believe that that can be used to build our trust. So as girlfriends go through this 7-day plan, they can keep in touch with each other. Like, hey, how are you doing in your trust journey? Here's where I'm at, or here's where I was puzzled by today, or here's where today's devotional really met me. And that idea of staying attached to each other, really tethered to each other, but also tethered to God in trust, really builds that foundation for us.